So we're in the period of the mitzvah of Svira Sa'omer. Svira Sa'omer is rooted in the Chumash, both in Chumash Vayikra and Chumash Dvarim. And that would seem to indicate that Svira Sa'omer is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the first thing you ask yourself when you begin to learn no sugya is, d'oraisa is drabanan. If it's d'oraisa, where the psukim is drabanan, mishum ma teknu, and then you go from there. Svira Sa'omer seems like a pretty straightforward, open and shut psukim of the Chumash, more than once, in Emor, in Re'e. And yet the question of d'oraisa drabanan of Makoros is an open question in more than one sense. And it comes across both on Daf Samach Hei in Menachos and on Daf Samach Vav. It's intriguing. The vast majority of the Svira Sa'omer, so you didn't even see it from the beginning. The beginning of Daf Samach Hei and Aleph, all the way to Samach Vav and Aleph, the vast majority of the sugyas of Svira Sa'omer are occupied with the question of when do you begin. And the Torah tells us, the Torah keeps tying Svira Sa'omer to the Karbon Omer, to the Ketzira Sa'omer, to the harvesting of the barley for the carbon, and to the actual Havas HaKarbon. Same day that you bring the carbon Omer. And when is that day? So as you saw, the vast majority of the sugi, you saw from Samach Hei and Beis, some of you, Samach Hei and Aleph, Samach Hei and Beis, onto Samach Vav and Aleph, is very occupied with how do we know what Mimachar Sashabas means. Now what's intriguing about the sugya is we do know what Mimachar Sashabas means. As a matter of fact, no one disagrees. Everyone agrees that Mimachar Sashabas means the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. All the Tanaim agree that Mimachar Sashabas is the 16th of Nisan. But there are a host of ways of showing, from demonstrating from the Psukim, that is the case. So the Rambam writes, Rambam points out in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, we may get to this, see how far we get over the course of the coming weeks. The Rambam writes that this is an inverted sugya. Typically, the way a sugi will work when the Tanam are dealing with psukim is either both Tanam are analyzing the same pasuk or they're analyzing different psukim, and based on their analyses, even either different analyses of the same pasuk or analyses of different psukim, the two Tanam will come to two different piskei halacha. This one says aser, this one says muta, this one says chai, this one says pater, based on drashas psukim. That's how it usually works in Shas. That's how it usually works in Midrash Halacha. And once in a long while, though, you have a sugya like this, where you have a host of opinions in terms of how to darshan the psukim, or even which pasuk to look at, but no difference of opinion in terms of what the maskana is. You have it here. I think the three famous times that you have it are that ayin tachas ayin is mamon, rather than literally an eye for an eye. Here that Mimachmas HaShabbos is a reference to the 16th of Nisan and not to Sunday. And that Pri Eitz Hadar, the Sugya and Sukkah, that Pri Eitz Hadar is a reference to Nesar. Pri Eitz Hadar is a very, on its face, very ambiguous term. Pri Eitz Hadar. What type of fruit is that? Even if Hadar means citrus, which citrus fruit? Certainly if Hadar just means beautiful, well, which beautiful fruit is that?
So the Semites, they usually have beautiful fruit in their...
So that's why in all those three sugyas, you have this inverted structure. We have an array of drashas all funneling into the same solution. But that's very rare. 98.99% of the time, 99.5% of the time, whatever the numbers are, 99.9% of the time, no. You start with the psukim, then you end up different drushas, lead to different conclusions. So the Rama writes that on those rare, rare occasions, when you have an inverted sugya, that's an indication that the real source of the din is the conclusions are already foregone. It seems like everyone's agreeing. That's because the conclusion is a foregone conclusion. We know. Not usually we're Tanom are figuring out what is the thing. We don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the idea embedded in the Chumash for us to find. That's the way it usually works is the Tanam are using the tools, as did the Chachmei HaMasar before them, using the tools of drushes to try to extract these nuggets of meaning from the text of the Chumash and figure out what's the din. But every once in a long while, the din was told explicitly to Moshe as Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam talks about two different things. We would have called them both Halachos Moshe Misinai. The Rambam subdivides them into two categories, Halachos Moshe Misinai and Perushim HaMekubalim. The Perush HaMekubal is what we would call Halachos Moshe Misinai, but one that is structured as an interpretation of a text. The fact that tefillin straps have to be black, that's Halachos Moshe Misinai. The fact that you have to take an esrog, that's a citron, that's a pirush hamakubal, because it's not just a free-floating fact, which is Halacha Moshe Sinai, but rather it's Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe that that's what this word means. It's a pirush hamakubal. It's received interpretation that Halacha Moshe Sinai, in our terminology, that the term pre-etzad al-chumash means esrog. The pirush hamakubal that ayin tachazayin means mama. The Perush HaMekubal that Machmas HaShabbos means the 16th of Nisan, the day after Yom Tov, rather than the day after Shabbos Bereishis, the day after Saturday, what we call Shabbos. And that's why you have all these opinions, many more shitos than you usually have in the Machlokas, but no divergent conclusions, because the conclusion is indeed already fixed. So that's one intriguing thing, one intriguing aspect in terms of Daraisa and Psukim, is the bulk of the sugya is concerned with the question of what's the date, or more precisely, where do we find the date alluded to in the Chumash? That's what the Rambam writes. And these rare sugyas, they're inverted sugyas, the conclusion is known as Halacha Moshe Sinai, and what the Tanaim are seeking to do is merely to see what allusions can I find, what indications, what clues are there in Chumash that support this conclusion that we know anyhow as a Perush Misinai. Then you come to the end of the sugya, the last few lines on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the last 3.5 lines before the Mishnah, where the Gemara actually is officially talking about the other dinim of Sfiras Omer. The Gemara says, machlokas, in the course of discussing different makoros for how to determine machlokas HaShabbos, the Gemara already mentioned some dinim, so now we have a gufa to come back and actually focus on them. Amra, abaye mitzvah lemimne yome, mitzvah lemimne shavue. The mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the weeks. Where did he get that from? Huh? The Chumash. Because the Chumash says, v'sfarat mechayim machlokas HaShabbos, yom aviyachom zon tufa. The Torah talks about Sheva Shabbos. The Torah also talks about Tisperu Chamishim Yom. It talks about counting weeks. It talks about counting days. So Abaye says you have to do both. Abundei Rashi, Manu Yom Manu Shavuot. That was indeed the approach of the Talmid Chacham Ravashi's yeshiva. But Ameimar, a different Amora, disagreed. Mani Yomi Velo Mani Shavuot. He counted the days and did not count the weeks. If we were stopped right here, we would say, so my chalik is, I understand the psukim. Is Mamash Achiv to count Sheva Shabbosos separately, or that's just another way of saying Chamishim Yom? But Amenger makes it clear that that's not what's driving this. It's not a machlokas level of Daraisa, ostensibly. It's not machlokas how to interpret Sheva Shabbosos to Mus. Yeah, no, that definitely means count the weeks. I said, why didn't he do that? Why was he ignoring the pasuk? The answer is Zecher LeMikdashu. He said, well, it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. I'm only counting Sfiras Omer as a Zeich, but it used to do days of Mikdash. In other words, where have we seen that terminology before Zeich and Mikdash? The beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah. Hanukkah, right. Very good. Very good, right. Morer. Lulav Kol Shiva. And that brings us back to the beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara points out that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was the Nasi at the time before and after the Churban, instituted a series of takanas Many of them were meant to keep the memory of the Mikdash alive. Based on the words of the Navi, Tzion hi darish ein la. Navi complains that no one's been darish Tzion, so apparently you're supposed to be darish Tzion. Well, how are we going to be darish Tzion? So part of the way in which we're darish Tzion, one of the ways we're darish Tzion, is through making a zeichel l'mikdash, doing things that in certain ways replicate, remind us of the way mitzvahs were kept in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the way we take min haTorah lulav during Chol HaMoed is only in the Beis HaMikdash. So smachtan l'fnei Hashem elokeichem. All throughout the world, l'kachtuchem yom harishon. But la'achar ha'churban, riach mazakim v'sakim, Jews all over the world should take lulav on Chol HaMoed, zeichel l'mikdash. And we spoke about in the context of Chanukah, perhaps the zeichel l'mikdash near Chanukah, and there's certain aspects of Leila HaSeder there is zeichel l'mikdash. And Amemer says here, and guess what? Sfira Somer is Zeichel HaMikdash. And that's why, since it's Zeichel HaMikdash, he says, so therefore, there's a gap here, which you should be sensitive to. Therefore what? So apparently Amemer is saying, for Zeichel HaMikdash, I don't have to do exactly the same. The din daraisa b'zman HaMikdash to count the days and the weeks. But nowadays, we're only counting Midravanan as a Zeichel HaMikdash, so that's why Chazal weren't masakin the full din; they were just masakin to do something like it. If our challahs on Shabbos are zecher to lechem panim, that does not mean that we bake them the exact shape and size as a lechem panim, and we don't put them on a golden table. Certainly, not putting them on a gold table based on mikdash. Zecher mikdash is always going to be somewhat impressionistic. It's not going to be exact. Typically, it's not exactly the same. So that's what Amemar is saying. Sometimes zecher mikdash is pretty similar. Lulav Kol Shiva is perhaps identical, other than not being in the Makar HaMikdash. So Amemar says, Bizmaz, that's only Zeichel HaMikdash. So therefore, we only count the days. What's the obvious next question you would ask?
Why not just have a full Zeichel HaMikdash if possible?
Okay, so how is the Zeichel HaMikdash? So, well, we're counting the way they used to count the days based on Mikdash.
But we're not having the Korban Omer, though.
That's why it's not the Raisa. That's why it's not there. So why are we willing it down? Why don't we do it fully? Why do you need a base on Mikdash for it to be Daraisa?
Yeah, I was asking. Why does Zeichel HaMikdash make it that?
Right. So Amemar is clearly assuming that the Torah says Miyom Aviachem is Omer Atnufa. You start counting your son from the day that you bring the carbon. We haven't brought the carbon in almost 2,000 years. So we have not been chayiv. The Torah says if you hire a worker, so then you have to pay him on time. Let's say you don't hire a worker. The mitzvah doesn't apply. The mitzvah applies when the day of the carbon omer is the day that you start counting tzeiros omer. We kind of have before the tzeiros omer. We don't have tzeiros omer. We don't have carbon omer. So Amemar says that's why Bizman Hazeh, the Sfira Sa'omer is only Midrabanan. Sfira Sa'omer is only Din Daraisa to count from the Korban Omer on Pesach to the Korban Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. We don't have those Korbanos, we don't have the Mitzvah Daraisa of Sfira Sa'omer. You might also wonder about the other opinion. Abaye, your brother Ravashi, did count weeks. And therefore? So the Rambam says the Sfira Somer is Zman Hazeh is Daraisa. He's pretty clear about it. At the end of Perek Zayin Hilchos Tumim Musafin, Mitzvah say to count Sfira Shabbos Shabbos is Biyom Mehavah Asa Omer, and so on and so forth. And he says at the bottom, in Perek in Halacha Chavdal, Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Uvechol Makom Uvechol Zman, at all times in Jewish history. Sounds like even Bizman Hazeh, this is a Mitzvah Daraisa, whereas Tosus, you saw at the very beginning, says that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan. And therefore, Tosus is open to the possibility, other Rishonim are not as happy with this idea, but Tosus thinks, if it's only Drabanan, maybe I can take the liberty of counting during Bein HaShemashos, between after Shkia, before Tzeis HaKochavim. Because it's Drabanan. That they're very comfortable assuming, that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan. The truth is, that's a machlo. Everyone agrees, Tosus agrees, that we count days and weeks. But the question is, what does it mean to count days and weeks? Amemar said, since it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, we only count the days. Abaye said, no, you count the days and the weeks. Why? Why? So the Rambam would say, and there are other Rishonim who agree with the Rambam on this, that it's a fundamental machlokas. A Meimer holds the Sfira Sa'omer is not as only Drabbanan, as you said, because a Meimer holds that Sfira Sa'omer is totally in bringing the carbon. There's no carbon, there's no Sfira Sa'omer in a Torah. The whole Sfira Sa'omer is not as only Drabbanan. Whereas, but the Rambam would say, But Abaye thinks it's independent of the carbon. The Rambam does, and therefore, even if it's on Zeh, Sfira Sa'omer is Daraisa. And the Machlokas, Abaye and Amemer, the fundamental Machlokas, the Sfira Sa'omer is on Zeh, Daraisa. Rabban. If it's Daraisa, then you have the full din. If it's Rabban, it's on Zeh, Chol Mikdash, and you only count the days. Now, the Reb Chaim Brisker points out, the Rambam, it's ironic, the Rambam holds Sfira Sa'omer is on Zeh, Daraisa, and yet the location, he didn't put it in Sefer Zmanin. He put it in Sefer Avoda in the context of Korban HaOmer. It was sort of striking, but yet he holds it Daraisa. So I think they say in the name of Chaim that it's connected to the Chiyuv to bring the carbon. The Rambam does formulate as Miyom Havas HaOmer. It's the fact that tonight is the night that we're Mechuyiv, the night of Tezai Nisa, we're Mechuyiv to count, to cut the barley, the hilltops outside of Yerushalayim, for carbon over. Nebuch, we can't, because you don't have a base on Mikdash. We still have the Chiyuv, we just don't have the ability to perform it. So it's not like I haven't hired any workers, I have no Chiyuv whatsoever to pay my workers on time. We are Mechuyiv to bring carbonus. We are Mechuyiv to bring carbon over. Nebuch, we don't have the capacity. If a Jew is in Siberia, he doesn't have an Esrig, or Jews in Braditchev, he doesn't have an Esrig. It's not that he's not in the parsha of Lulav and Esrig. I am Chayiv and Esrig. Onus Rachmana Pache. I don't have the option. I don't have the opportunity. But I am Chayiv. So that's where Chaim explained the Rambam. The Torah does tie the Sfira Sa'omer to the Korban HaOmer, but the opinion that Sfira Sa'omer is on Zeh Daraisa sees as only being connected to the Chiyuv. There is, on Tezai Nisan, there's a Chiyuv of Korban HaOmer, and therefore there's a Chiyuv of Sfira Sa'omer. Whereas Tosus seems to understand that no, that all the Amoraim agree that Sfira Sa'omer is Rabbanon. Even we who follow Abaye and count days and weeks, even we also, Tosus seems to assume, Evan agrees that Sfira Sa'omer is Rabbanon, because Evan agrees, according to Tosus, that if there's no actual the poa, you're not actually bringing the carbon, you're not actually doing Katsira Sa'omer in advance of the carbon, there is no Chiyuv Katsira Sa'omer min HaTorah. The Machlok is then, according to the Rambam, the Machlok is Amoraim, was a big Machlokas, major Machlokas, the Sfira Sa'omer is Hanzeh Dreis Drabbanon, according to Tosus, Evan agrees it's Drabbanon, it's a detailed Machlokas. Machlokas is, given that it's Drabbanon, Amemer had made two assumptions. Now, one, Sfira Sa'omer is Hanzeh Drabbanon, and number two, that implies that we should whittle down the mitzvah to merely counting days. And you guys have been sensitive to those two stages. So the Rambam thinks that the Machlokas, Abaye's debate is arguing on Hanacha number one. No, you don't get to first base. It's not even true that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabbanon, Sfira Sa'omer is Hanzeh Drabbanon. So of course you count days and weeks. That's the approach to the Rambam. And therefore we would assume the Sfira Sa'omer, according to Rambam, Sfira Sa'omer is Hanzeh Drabbanon. But according to Abaye Tosus, no, Abaye agrees with Amemer on Hanacha number one. Premise number one is unanimous. The Bezman Hanzeh Sfira Sa'omer is Drabbanon. The question is just Hanacha number two. Does Sfira Sa'omer Drabbanon have to mean that you have to only count the days and not the weeks? After all, Lulav is Zeichel Mikdash, and Lulav is more or less, obviously different location, but more or less the same Maisa. There are certain differences, but you have to figure maybe those differences between Lulav, Yom Rishon, and other days may be relevant even in the Beis HaMikdash. So Lulav is a pretty robust Zeichel Mikdash. So that seems, according to Tosas, that's the Machlokas Abaye and Meimar. Whether, of course, it's Drabbanon, but is the Chiyuv Drabbanon to do the same counting days and weeks, or the Chiyuv Drabbanon to merely count the days and not to count the weeks? So, as I said, although Sfira Sa'omer isn't Psukim, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but number one, where the critical question of timing may be rooted primarily in Psukim or primarily in Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, Perish HaMakuvel. And although Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah d'oraisa on the list of mitzvah d'oraisa, but whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh or not, that is a big machlokas. Either machlokas amroim or machlokas harishonim. There is much more to say in terms of Sviras Omer, in terms of who counts Sviras Omer, in terms of what time at night you count Sviras Omer, and so what happens if you miss a day, and what the implications are. There's plenty more to say. Also, why there's no Sveika Dioma on Sviras Omer. You're supposed to count the first night of Chol Moed. So when we keep the first night of Chol Moed, the third night of Pesach, we count 2 days to Yomer. We could have counted also 1 day to Yomer. Why don't we count one and two? And then the next night count two and three, and so on and so forth. That too is a mystery. Yet another mystery is why we don't say Shehechiyanu. So mitzvah comes around once a year. Why don't we say Shehechiyanu? So all those questions are excellent questions that we'll perhaps address at another time.